Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to January 2nd, 2021. Praise the living God that has carried us over from 2020 to 2021. We worship and adore the majesty, the almighty God who has delivered us to a new year, to a new expectations, to new blessings, to new thing. A new thing is springing up, and is springing up in us. God's revelation, God's power, God's might is springing up anew in us. He is taking us from where we used to be to a mighty people in Him, in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. I am Dr. Maria Carey. We are Blog Talk. This is Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. I thank God for people that are showing up slowly, but you're showing up. Thank the Lord. I want to welcome you. This is Blog Talk Radio. We are Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. We did it in 2020. We did it in 2019, and we will continue to do that in 2021. I want to thank each and every one of you that have participated in 2020. You have supported this ministry either with just logging on, either with your finances, either with tuning in. And certainly I want to take this time to thank you. I want to thank my co-host, none other than missionary or evangelist missionary Terry Rogers, who comes on and gives an outstanding word. Praise God, and you will see her or hear her, and you might possibly in the future see her. God is doing great things with Amazing Grace Ministries, and we endeavor to do the will of the Lord. And saints, in order for us to be a blessing to others, we need your financial help. We need you to begin to sow a seed in this ministry. I want you to think about it. I want you to consult the Lord. And if this ministry is a blessing to you, then I pray, God, that you'll be a blessing to us. Certainly, we want to do more, endeavor more and more, and be a blessing. And technology, I got new technology on today. I'm learning new stuff. I've got a new system, a new platform that I'm operating in. And praise God, thank God for the blessings of the Lord, which are rich. And certainly they add no sorrow. And we thank God for what he's doing. Because in 2021, we have a message, we have a word, and I know God is going to bless that word to be given out in power. So I just want to take this first Saturday of the year to say thank you. This first Saturday of 2021, and certainly I am not going to be on long, but I had to come on and say God is good. He is blessing us in the midst of a pandemic. God is still good, and he's still blessing. Hallelujah. If you got your health and strength, you're blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you got a place to stay, food to eat, you're blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he has not forsaken us or left us alone. Praise the living God. So in essence, we're going to be doing new things. The School of Ministry is going to come this year in 2021. Praise God. Amazing Grace School of Ministry. We're going to teach and train. We're going to give the word of God. We're going to help people address their emotional instabilities, the feeling of depression, the feeling of anxiety, praise God, even in this show, praise God, because we've come to deliver. The Bible says that God comes to deliver and set free, and that's my prayer. I'm paraphrasing it, praise God, and we want to do that in this ministry. God has blessed us. We've been sitting in by ourselves. We've been cooped up in the houses, but we're going to come out. We're going to come out in our minds. We're going to come out and party, in essence, in our minds and begin to socialize again. If we still maintain the social distancing, but we're going to come out in our minds, which is the all-important thing that we have. So, in essence, I thank God for everyone that listened to us in Radio Land. You know how to contact us, and I continue to decree a blessing upon you, each and every one of you that listens in to this radio show. God bless you. Bless you abundantly. I pray God bless you mentally, physically, and spiritually. If you have any questions for 2021, if you have any thoughts, if you have any issues, contact me, 309-750-7584. If you're sitting in your home and you're dealing with depression, if you're dealing with fear, cause anxiety. You don't need to do that. Praise God. We are here to help you. We are here to assist you. But all you have to do is pick up the phone or a text, not even call, just text. Praise God. And we will certainly walk you through, help you through your issues, because that is the ministry of that call of this ministry, to help those that are bound, help those that are brokenhearted. So in essence, call us, contact us. You know my email address, AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com. My cell phone number is 309-750-7584. So let's get to a little word, give you a little tidbit for 2021. Praise God. So prepare to hear a word that will captivate your mind, change your life. It will move you forward in 2021. I guarantee you that the word will move you forward in 2021. God is saying new things have sprung up from the desert, and he will restore and deliver his people back to an even greater hope in him. So the theme on January, praise God, is a restoration after the pandemic. And this lesson, or this tidbit of lesson for this new year, or for this first Saturday in the year, is new things are springing up out of the desert. So get your Bibles, praise God. I'm going to go to Isaiah 43 and 19, and it reads, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert." And then I want you to go to John 5, 1 through 9. And I'm going to skip around. It says, first verse says, "After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and the Jews went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halted, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the pool stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Will thou be made whole? Saints, will thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down therefore me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Now I want to talk about, you know, when we look at the pool of Bethesda, there were three things going on. There was three issues. There was a social issue, there was a system issue, and there was a struggle. Now, when we look at Isaiah, the social issue going on in Isaiah was the fact that we see that the people were in exile. They were in exile. Why? Because of their sins. God had brought a people out, Israel. He had delivered a people unto his own. Praise God. He had brought them from Egypt over into the promised land. Praise God. But sin, unfortunately, sin was an issue. And because of sin, they were captured and they were put into exile. And Isaiah was one of the prophets during a time when the people of Israel were in exile. And Israel was talking to the people in this verse, in 43 and 19. He was saying to the people that, behold, I will do a new thing. So God is saying this time, we have been in exile. How have we been in exile? We have been in exile in our homes. We have been in exile from each other. We can't do Thanksgiving. We're not able to do Thanksgiving the way we used to. We were not able to do Christmas the way they used to. And now the church or the people or the younger people in the church, the younger people, not in the church, but the younger people in that are coming on in this generation is saying, what good is the church? All it is a building. But I'm here to let you know the church is more than just a building. Praise God. Unfortunately, we don't know our history. And because we don't know our history, we don't understand that the presence of the Lord has to have a place. If it didn't have to have a place, then David wouldn't have said, look, I need to build God a house. I have a house. I have an apartment. And if you are blessed, you have a house. You have a house where you're living in. You have a house where you reside. How come God can't have a house? Ooh, praise God. God resides. Now, God resides in us, true enough. Because when Jesus came, he came on the day, that was the day of Pentecost. God was born, and certainly we celebrated on the 25th of December, not too long ago. Praise God, we celebrated the birth of Christ. We celebrated the birth of Christ. We dealt with Advent in previous shows. And we know that the Christ child came, and we know that it was the Gentiles celebrated and read the stars in order to get to this Christ child. So in essence, God came. When he came, he had a ministry for almost 4 years, and he died on the cross. And when he died on the cross, there became Acts. And that day of Pentecost delivered the Spirit of the Lord to all nations, not one nation, but all nations, because they spake in various tongues. Now, we understand that the Spirit of the living God dwells on the inside of us, but God still needs a house. He needs to be worshipped in your house. He needs to be present in your house. And if anybody out there has seen the movie War Room, you see that old woman went into a room and she prayed. And when that house was sold, a man went by the door and they could feel the presence of the Lord. That's why he needs a house. Because the presence of the Lord needs to reside in the building. The presence still resides in the building. He also resides in us through the Holy Ghost. But it's nothing like the presence of the Lord in a building. In a building where we worship him. In a building where we lift up the praise of God. In a building where the illumination of God's presence is manifested. Hallelujah. Ooh, praise God. Forgive me, y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness. So in essence, we see, hallelujah, that Isaiah was telling the people that out of the road of wilderness, out of the road of trials and tribulations, out of the road from everything that you've been through, everything that you've been through in 2020, God is saying he's bringing up new things. He's bringing up hope in 2021. There is going to be a re. Now, when you look at re, what is re? Repositioning. Re, it's a new, it's new beginning, it's new foundation, it's a new thing. God is changing those old things, but God is getting you ready for new things. God is getting you and preparing you to go outside, and he will put the armor upon you when you go outside. This pandemic, I know the vaccinations are going on. You look at the television, the state of Illinois, the positivity rate is 9.5, and the vaccines have been gathered. You got two companies, praise the Lord, that's giving out vaccines. But it's not about the vaccinations, y'all. It's about the power of God. It's about the power of God and being obedient to his word, obedient to what he's telling you. So when we look at John 5, 1 through 9, we see a man that was sick 38 years. We see a man that was lame. We see a man that was trying to get his healing and deliverance. We see a man that was lame, and we see a man that's been sitting right next to his healing, right next to his deliverance, right next to overcoming, right next to the solution that would heal him. But he had nobody. He had nobody that put him or help him get over into the pool for 38 long years. Some of y'all have been waiting longer than that, but God is about to break those chains. God is about to deliver. God is about to set free. God is about to blow your mind. God is about to renew your spirit and your hope. God is about to bless you financially. God is about to bless you spiritually. He's going deeper and deeper in him, higher and higher. The anointing will fall. You will know the blessings of the Lord, and you will say, hallelujah, I bless the Lord at all times, and his praise is in my mouth because he's moving, because he's delivering. 38, y'all, 38 years, and we've been dealing in a pandemic since 2019, going over in 2021, but God is saying, I'm still in control. I'm still moving. I'm still delivering. And then God comes along and tells this man, will thou be made whole? See, God is asking y'all, will y'all be made whole? Will those ministries, will those businesses come forth in 2021? Will you allow me to bless you? Can you believe me to bless you? Now, Mark says over in 9 and 23, it says, if thou can believe, all things are possible. Y'all, I'm about to tell you, God is about to do some things that are impossible for you. He's about to pull some stuff and put some stuff in place for you because you love God and because you have made him your center, because you have made him your Lord, because you have made him your life. He's about to do it. He's about to do it for you because you're lifting up the standard. You're lifting up his praise. You're lifting up his name. Hallelujah. You can't go wrong when you call on the name of Jesus. You can't be depressed when you call on the name of Jesus. You can't be anxious when you call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 I dare you to call on him. I dare you to call on him this morning. I dare you to call on him out of the belly. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. So that means when I call on him, he'll come. When I call him and I feel it, Jesus will move. Now, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. So when we see what God said, God asks him, will thou be made whole? Hallelujah. The system will never work for us because it's not meant to. The system has never been made for us. And I'm going to repeat that system. This system we're living in has never been made for us. But God comes along and he makes it work for us. Ooh, blah, 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 blah. Glory. It's never been made for us. But God comes along and make it work for us. And that's the key. That's the key right there. Because God is changing things. God is moving. So when he tells the man, will thou be made whole, what happens? Then all of a sudden, God comes in. Now the system I said the system don't work for us. Now, in this passage of scripture, the system was the angels coming in and troubling the water. But I declare, if you got Jesus on your side, you don't need angels troubling the water. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ooh, but it didn't work for the man. But then Jesus comes along, and what happened? Jesus comes along and sees your struggle. He sees what you're going through. He sees you struggling. He sees those that have had coronavirus, but he healed you. He didn't take you out. And then there have been family members that have gone on because of this coronavirus, but he's blessed you in spite of. He's blessed you to deal with it. He's blessed you to be encouraged. He's blessed you in the midst of this storm. He's blessed you when you couldn't get out. He's blessed you. I don't know if it had not been, I don't know how I made it over. Well, I tell you how you made it over. You made it over because of Jesus. You made it over because God has blessed you. There's a song that says, "How I made it over." My soul looked back and wonder how I made it over. We have made it over in 2021 because of God's grace and mercy, because God has brought us through, because God has given us food, finance, and shelter and protection. And God will do the same in 2021. God is breaking out. He's breaking out momentum. He's breaking out salvation to our loved ones that don't know Christ. Get ready, because God is moving. God is moving. God is moving. He asked this man, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And Jesus is still asking the question, "Will you, can you believe that I will fix the situation?" Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yet we're still making excuses. Excuses. But God is saying, leave the excuses behind you in 2021. But take the box, take me out the box and believe. Hallelujah. The man responded, said, "Lord, I don't know if I'll be made whole because I don't have anybody that's going to put me in the pool of Bethesda." Hallelujah. But God has said, "I am making a way. You don't need the pool. You just see the pool and think you need it, but you don't need it. But it's time to reposition ourselves. It's time to understand that we can go outside again. It's time to know that at one point we're going back to socialize with our families, but it will be under different circumstances. And when we go, we need to understand that the power of the Lord is moving. What is the Lord saying? What has he said to you to do in 2021? I know that the ears of my understanding are ready to hear what the word is saying. So, church, what is the word saying to you? Are you ready? Are you ready for a move? Are you ready to be repositioned? Are you ready to come out of this time of pandemic? Are you ready? Do you see what God is doing? I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, when the Bible talks about think on these things, whatsoever things are pure, honest, of good report, think on them. The reason why you got to think on them is because that mind of yours need to be positioned in a realm that the chemicals produce positivity. And there are chemicals in your brain that produce positivity. And those chemicals have to be activated. If you look at negative stuff, you're going to think negative stuff. But if you believe and trust in positive things, you will operate in a positive attitude, because that mind has to be. Now your soul is a person is. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bind the enemy. Now we have made in the image of God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We have a body, soul, and spirit. Now, this body is going going to leave here. But our soul and spirit, I keep talking, lives on. Why do you keep saying that, Dr. Carey? Because when God blew the breath of life in Adam, he gave us part of himself. He formed this body in the dust of the ground, but man did not become a living soul until God blew. And when God blew, that part of us can't die. The body does. So when we look at our soul, and that's why I teach. That's why you got to come to my classes, y'all, because I give a tidbit here on the blog, but you don't get all of it because I can't give it all to you. I don't have the time to. But when we look at the soul is made up of your mind, will, and emotions. So when we get to that mind becomes everything that we will do operates in the mind. So a man thinks, so is he. When the Bible says, guard your heart because the issues of life flow from your heart, because you think it, you see it, you understand it, you believe it, therefore it comes out your heart and you act on it. Oh, praise God. This is why, praise God, God is positioning us for new and better things. New and better things. And if you enjoyed this message, if you want to see more of storing and blessing messages that will bless your soul in 2021, I need your support. I need you to be a part of our school of ministry when we break this word down. We have to understand that we have got to be able to explain this word and break it down to let people know why you believe the way you believe. I believe because Christ came and he died for me. And when I call on the name of the Lord, things happen. And God needs a building, because if we look at the tabernacle, when he talked to Moses, when he set up the law, he gave the tabernacle. Now, I understand when Christ died and on the cross, the veil of the temple was ripped and the spirit, there was no longer a need for the Ark of the Covenant. And the Spirit came in the form of the Holy Ghost. But God still needs a temple. Now, a temple and the synagogue were two different things. And see, we have to begin to understand the Word of God. We have to begin to study to show thyself approved, that we know what God is saying to his people. And my time is running out. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this new year. I thank you for those individuals that have decided to be a part of the blog on this morning. We pray, God, that you'll bless them abundantly. We pray, God, that you will continue to bless them, continue to anoint them, to continue to give them revelation knowledge in your word, God, that they may see and understand who you are, God, that they may know you in the parting of their sins, of course, but not only that, that you will raise them up in 2021. Everything that they need, we are repositioning ourselves to know that the rivers will be plentiful in the desert. We know that you're doing a new thing in us. We know, God, that you are moving like never before. We understand and we bless your name. We thank you, God. We worship and adore you, God. We thank you, God, for all things, because you do all things well. And God, at this time, we continue to say, God, continue to bless those, continue to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, Father God. We pray, God, that you will give revelation knowledge, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for each individual that is listening on today, as I forestated. But Father God, give us strength, God. Allow this word to be hitting in our hearts. Let it be effective in them. Because God, you said the Zoe, the Z-O-E, the Zoe, the word, the logos, the Zoe of this word is active, meaning that because it's active, it is able to do, it's able to take those issues that we have and heal us, it's able to transform us, the renewing of our mind to the word. You said it in your word, and this word will be illuminated. And it jumps up off the pages, and it will become active in our lives to even get in our blood system, our joints, our marrow, God, and even our understanding, taking us from ignorance to understanding. And we pray, God, that you move in us. We pray, God, that the Holy Spirit will dwell, and God, give us a refilling in 2021 with power and might to break yokes in the name of Jesus. God, you came that we may have life, and that life more abundantly. We bind the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We take notice. We declare the salvation, and we say this day that we are a blessed people, and we shall walk in the blessings, and God will reveal those blessings to us, and he's taking us higher and higher and repositioning us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise God. Thank each and every one. I hope this word was a blessing to you. Just give me a shout out, 309-750-7584, to let me know you enjoyed it. Certainly, I have gone longer than I anticipated, but God is good. God is good, and there shall be a revelation knowledge in his word, a revelation of understanding, a revelation of wisdom, and we are going to move differently in 2021. I declare it. How do you have the power to declare it? Because the Holy Spirit gives me that authority. Amazing Grace Ministry, this blog has been ordained, has been set by God. Dr. Carey did not ordain it. Dr. Carey did not implement it. But God said, do it, and I do it. And I do it because God says he's going to bless his people. And he blesses his people through the revelation of his word. The revelation of his word. God does not act outside his word. And I understand there are so many histories. There's so many people that they're saying there's different parts of this Bible. There's different parts that have been found. But praise God, this Bible, the Bible that we have now, the Bible that we're standing on now, is what we're using. And certainly there are many scholars that say, well, I've studied it, and this, that, and the other thing. That's okay. But if you know Jesus Christ for yourself, you know without a shadow of a doubt, when you call on the name of the Lord, feel something. And once you read the word of God, you see a change. So scholars cannot dispute that reading this word, there is a change, a positivity, or as they call it, that happens. Because God is real, because the anointing is real, because the Holy Spirit is real. And we thank God for his realness and the fact that he is troubling the water in 2021, and he is going to put us into the pool. God bless y'all. Bye-bye. Keep me in your prayers. I see you soon. Bye-bye.